cognizing the selfless, the subtle impermanence, and the yogi-dara perception, cognizing the emptiness of the self-sufficient or substantial existent person, and then the yogi-direct perception, cognizing the emptiness of the permanent single and independent person. You know, so those are the three. So the first one is the subtle impermanence, and the second two are the gross and the subtle, and the selflessness of the person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, you, as you see in the text, you see that there are two yogi-dara perceptions, right? Cognizing the selfless of person, the subtle selfless of person, and the gross selfless of person. And then there's a yogi-dara perception, cognizing the subtle and the subtle impermanence. So there are three. Uh-huh. There should be three like that.
What do you have another question?
Minchin, what question do you have other? Is it there two? Uh-huh, perception, yeah.
Another question I have is the red mental
So the mental consciousness, you know, is not necessarily direct perception. So direct perception is, you know, is non-conceptual. So anything that's conceptual is not direct perception.
That is what we want to understand.
Just follow up. I think it's connected to this question. There's a point in the text where they talk about direct sense perceivers are not consciousness in the system because consciousness would not be impeded by a physical obstruction, whereas sense perception requires immediate contact. And so my question is, how do you argue your way out of that into a different understanding?
Well, according to this school, you know, like we said, what do you call that? Like a glass thing inside the eyeball. What do you call that? Lens, like a lens. So that is like a glass thing. That is that's the organ, right? That's the organ. And when the things appear, you know, when the things the things come to reflect on that glass, and then the eye consciousness will see that. You know. So anyway, so that organ, you know, they say, you know, the direct valid cognizer, but it's not a consciousness because it's a matter. You know, therefore, it cannot be consciousness. You know, but it is a you know, because it's a directly through that, you know, that person sees it, right? So therefore, it is a direct perception, but it's not consciousness. So that's what they say. But actually, you know, of course, if it's direct perception, it has to be consciousness. But according to this school, they say, because they say that is the direct perception, you know, that the matter thing, the physical thing, is a direct perception. So therefore, that is not, you know, that because it is a matter, so therefore it is not consciousness, but it is direct perception.
So, because the
mind consciousness, you know, which sees the object, right, is called perception, because it can perceive the object. So just like that, you know, the physical, the glass or the lens, you know, can also perceive the object. In that sense, it's also perception. It's a direct perception, but it's not a consciousness. You know, that thing is not a consciousness because it's a matter. So that's what I'm saying.
In object to abandonment, deluded obstacles, says examples are conception, grasping, self-supporting or substantial existing person, the three poisons, like that. So what's the difference between the first one and the ignorance of the three poisons?
The conception, grasping of the self-supporting or substantial existent person is the root of the psychic existence, right? So that serves as the root, you know, of the psychic existence. But in the ignorance, which is also ignorance, but ignorance, you know, among the three poisonous delusion, you know, can also include any kind of ignorance. So every kind of ignorance is included in that kind, that ignorance. You know, like not knowing, you know, not knowing anything is also ignorance, right? But not knowing the reality, you know, is the root of the, you know, not knowing the actual mode of existence is the root of this, you know, cyclic existence.
That's also included in the three points.
So Geshe-la is saying there is no big difference except that, you know. So because when you say just ignorance, you know, it doesn't explain ignorance to what. But when you say conception, grasping of the self-supporting substantial existing person, then it says to what and how you grasp it, how you are ignorant. So when you say just ignorance is similar to saying, you know, that person is thief. If you just leave it that, you know, then, you know, it doesn't prove, you know, how the person is thief. But when you say this person is thief because he stole it, and there is a picture of the person, you know, stealing it, handprint and so forth, you know. So if you explain that, then that proves. And so in a similar way, when you say ignorance, but you say the conceptual grasping at the self-supporting or substantial existing person, then it explains a little more about how it is ignorance, in what way is ignorance, and so forth.
What's the difference between the small enlightenment of the hearer and the living enlightenment of the
The small enlightenment, is a result that is achieved without having going through so much of practice, so much of without having going through so much of time, without going through a very long time, to achieve the result. And then, so you accrued less merit for that. And for the middling, you create more merit, and you spend more time creating the merit, and so as a result, you achieve the middling enlightenment. And then even longer than that, in a longer time you spend, like, three countless great eons, and you accumulate merit through that time, through all those time, and then you achieve the result, and that result is called the great enlightenment.
Okay.